VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey and Russia agreed Tuesday to remove the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia to beyond 30 kilometers from the Turkish border, after which their troops will jointly patrol a narrower strip of land in a safe zone. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov outlined the plan on Tuesday afternoon. He said starting from 12 hours UTC on October 23rd, the units of the Russian military police and Syrian border guards would be sent to the patrol of the territory on the Syria-Turkey border from the Syrian side outside of the Operation Peace Spring area. Lavrov hailed the deal as one that would end bloodshed in the region, while Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey had no designs on Syrian territory as it continued to push the YPG south. Later, Russian President Vladimir Putin called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to reassure him that any agreement between Russia and Turkey would focus on fighting terrorism and would dismantle any separatists' agenda on Syrian land. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not to keep them in Iraq indefinitely.
The aim isn't to stay in Iraq interminably. The aim is to pour soldiers out and eventually get them back home.
Esper says that the details have not yet been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He said that he will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's departure from the European Union has been thrown into chaos after Parliament rejected British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying his new Brexit deal. Lawmakers voted 322 to 308 against the so-called program motion, which the government had proposed to quickly pass the legislation. After the vote, Johnson said he was disappointed, but still confident that Britain will leave the EU at the end of the month.
One way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal to which this House has just given its assent. And I thank members across the House for that hard-won agreement.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn asked Johnson to work with the Parliament to work out a timetable for the Brexit plan.
Work with us, all of us, to agree a reasonable timetable, and I suspect this House will vote to debate, scrutinise, and I hope amend the detail of this bill. That would be the sensible way forward, and that's the offer I make on behalf of the opposition tonight.
Johnson said he would speak to EU members about their intentions and would pause the legislation until he hears back from Brussels. European Council President Donald Tusk said that he would recommend the EU accept Britain's request for an extension. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine testified Tuesday that President Donald Trump made the release of security aid to Ukraine contingent on Kiev publicly declaring it would carry out investigations into his political opponents. William Taylor, the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Ukraine, gave closed-door testimony to the three Democratic-led House of Representatives committees leading an impeachment inquiry against Trump. Taylor testified that Gordon Sondland had told him that Mr. Trump made the release of the withheld aid contingent on Kiev making public declarations that it would investigate his political rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump triggered an outrage Tuesday by comparing the impeachment inquiry to a lynching, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
I wish I could say we were shocked.
Leisha Brooks, the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in, but this is particularly offensive.
To the White House and another interpretation with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about. It's very clear.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.